And even though I die for you, listeners,
Michael Jr. Porter,
it's 40K for LBJ.
Nice.
Okay, Celtics, I see you.
Plus and, 50.
And K.I.P. Chris Mortensen. All on a Mike Evans retaining Sports Talk Radio explaining Aftermath Monday edition.
Let's go.
Let's go, Alex.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Who do you think you are? I am.
What it do, baby?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
What the dough downstairs? Little brown hairs everywhere.
You nasty, twin. I don't care.
A Wendy Peppercorn. My darling lover girl.
Man, the show we go. Oh, yeah. I remember you. Oh, sexy. We got a good show for you guys today. It's my daughter Olivia's birthday today. Yay!
Yay!
It's her birthday. Yay! Hey, lady.
I want to sing the anthem.
9 years old?
Livy.
What?
Damn.
Do you got any Pearl Jam daughter?
I got it.
Man,
I got it. Yep.
Right. Fathers be good to your daughter. You got Mayor. Any song you could think of with the word daughter in it. We will have it coming up today. Okay. How's your weekend? What
Happy
you guys?
Birthday, sweet Yay. Olivia. Good weekend. Great weekend. Sure.
Okay.
Loved it.
Anything highlights of that?
I think my favorite part was when the Nuggets beat the hell out of the Lakers.
Okay.
I mean, there was
Didn't I just paint that picture exactly right? Told you, oh, yeah, Lakers up early, the whole thing, the emotion, the whole thing by the end. 10-point double-digit victory for the Nuggets. No chance. That's what you got.
I told the bartender at the NOLA bar we were at there.
I get the NFL.
Yeah, they were losing. I go, they're losing early by 8, right? And I go, they're going to win by 10, bro. Don't even sweat it. And then after the game, he goes, I should have listened to you. And I was like, I should have went to 38. I think the number 38 bar.
You told me you're going.
We were supposed to go.
Damn.
And then I didn't get those burgers made for the kids until way late.
Whoa.
I didn't meet Wayne at the New Orleans joint.
Hi, Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne.
Hi.
And deep down, we just had to get out and away from our wives and kids and stuff. So as long as we got anywhere. But, man,
so
I heard.
You did get with Wayne or you didn't?
I got with Wayne, but we didn't make it down to 38. Well, and then the owner of this new NOLA joint, Henry, guys, it's called NOLA. It's not the new joint. We got another one on our station. It's not that one.
Uh-oh.
It's NOLA on Bruce Randolph. Go say hi to Henry for me.
A reboot.
Great dude. I think we should start doing that more, too.
What?
Just hit him with that, like, Irv Brown stuff. Just like, I met a great guy this weekend, Henry.
I need some new business cards.
Establishment.
Weird thing, anytime over 12 years here, Mile High Sports Plus, that I've gotten had new business cards made. We've either went off the air for a little bit or completely just changed dials.
Right.
So I'm like, well, this.
That's why you don't have
the other
business.
Information's the same. I still have a couple. Let me see if I got one.
You got like.
You want to see one of these old ones?
Come on.
What?
In that little George Costanza
Damn.
Wallet.
Let's see.
Not 120. Eats. Not 220.
Please have one.
Come on, please have one.
Oh man,
got a Hooters card. Don't have it.
Wait, we're not done yet. Please. Hey.
Take that. Oh.
The Jokers.
That's just a
wild
card.
No.
I got
just
a playing card. Damn.
I don't have anything.
You got some Costanza wallet.
Looks
there.
Like I could do no business today with anybody.
Yeah, shoot. That's why you don't got any business. There's no business cards.
Gotta get some
Dang.
More made. Wait.
Well, no, I liked what Irv used to do is he didn't give them a business card.
Hey, he ain't heavy. He's my brother.
He would take the business card and then bring it here and read it on air. And he had a whole locker full.
Like, well, just because my house burns down, it doesn't make yours better.
Irvisms.
Shoot.
Keep them coming.
Going to walk off this show right now, become a security guard. Hey, Joe, what's a security guard do?
I don't know. What does a security guard do?
He points and say, hey, where are you going? All right, it's down the hallway to the left.
Down goes Frazier.
Whatever you do, don't tell Joe that he was in a chicken suit, I think.
Red Dog.
You'll get Red Dog for that.
No, man. What two great ones. I'd like to hear from Joe Williams. That'd be cool to have some kind of renaissance thing with
Let's
who he comes back for the college football season.
Let's do Wednesday, Williams Wednesdays.
Yeah, Williams Wednesdays.
Hitman
brought
Wednesdays.
To you by...
All right, Hitman.
It's the sports bug. Super sports. The Bet 365, whatever.
ESPN bet.
Fill in the blank.
Gambling.
Maverick.
I like how one of the channels has like is sponsored by Central City Parkway.
Damn, I hear a lot of that.
Yeah, it's like don't take the old dusty road behind a rock truck.
You're four lanes to fun.
Damn. I love how a highway is sponsoring a radio show.
I know.
Radio shows are supposed to sponsor highways, you know.
Hey, Nate Kreckman, I need to pay you $500 a month to just mention like two or three times a month that you drive on the four lanes to fun. Yeah, okay, you sure? Sounds like a lot of work. Okay, might need to ask for $600, actually.
Oh, what am I doing this weekend, Andy Lindahl? I'm going to Gilpin County, and the only way I get to Gilpin County is the four lanes of fun. You don't want to be stuck behind some dusty rock truck, do you?
When I'm not dealing with my kids and running, I'm Nate Kreckman. I'm taking the four lanes to for fun.
Is it fun? I think it's fun.
Four lanes for fun?
Four lanes to fun. Yeah.
Four lanes to fun to the Red Dolly Casino for their prime rib special.
Dang. Well, anyway, I can't even get an alley to sponsor me.
An alley. So yeah, that's cool. Alex was on the phone working hard. He's talking.
Dude, Alex called eight games on Saturday.
Damn, is that a record?
He went zero Thursday, four Friday, eight Saturday.
Wow.
And then to put a little cherry on top, Becker went ahead and did some mines action yesterday too.
What?
That's a 13 game weekend.
That's a lot of games, yeah. Alex.
It was that's
nobody
all
does
I did.
It better.
You get the NFL. That's
I get
for
the
sure.
NFL.
But hey, if I'm asking, right, who is the best player, basketball player you saw? It could be boy or girl. Who's the best?
Oh, the best player.
The best one. And then
who's
I want to know
the athlete you saw.
And then I want to know who is your favorite to watch.
Okay.
They don't have to be. They probably shouldn't be the same because there could be a scrappy guy.
Wait, you saw us.
I'd have to think about
you weren't here on Friday, right?
No, I wasn't.
Like I was gonna say because if it was one of us, like dad ball or something,
yeah.
You could say I saw you on Friday. Probably you and then this kid from wherever.
Right. Anyone or top three that
seen
are popping
me out there in
shooting
the
those four pointers, right?
You haven't seen me out there yet, but keep going.
Who are the three best guys you saw out there? Who are the guys that just stood out?
Really good question. Probably Andrew Crawford from Thunder Ridge.
Okay.
Big 42. CU commit. Really like his game.
What sport are we talking about?
Basketball.
Okay.
Basketball.
Good job, Danny.
So,
sorry, he just got here.
And then Lutheran. You guys said you saw the coach possibly at the social house a couple weeks ago.
Played against him. Championship.
Bill
game.
Bransma, big guy.
Yeah. White boy.
They got two twin towers. They got a 6'9 kid and a 6'10 kid. Probably the 6'10 kid, probably my second favorite. Sophomore.
I did bust a four pointer in Bill Bradsky's eye.
Bill Bradsky's.
Bill Bransma. He looks like he played some hoops.
He did.
He's big,
did.
Big old
does.
Guy.
He does. He does. He's smooth. So, that's a hooper.
Yeah. And he can get after the hooper. Officials as well. That's for sure. So probably those two, and then I don't know.
Any ladies stand out to you? Any? You did four games.
Hello.
Yeah. Any Caitlin Clarks out there?
No Caitlin Clarks. No one launching from 30 feet. But there are a few girls that were pretty good. Oh yeah, Brianna Crittenden, the sophomore from Riverdale Ridge.
There you go.
She's got offers everywhere. UCLA just offered her, and she's a 97 rating, 5-star. So she's one to keep your eye on.
Take that for data.
Nice.
That's what I wanted to hear. Was there a best game that you called that was
the very first one? That was the
8:45 a.m.
Did you ever have a super exceptional prep athlete you covered or coached?
Covered or coached?
Slava?
No, mainly coached against. I mean, I coached against Christian McCaffrey, coached against Pierre Allen. Went to Nebraska.
No.
He was pretty sweet. Coached against Dame Collier.
Yeah.
Coached against Collier.
Dom Collier,
nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
But guys I coach now, they don't come through Thornton too often. Or John F. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't coach tennis or any legends like that. Robert McFalls that we had at Kennedy was sweet. And he helped us win some TJ games. We beat TJ that the year after they won state. Because I get the NFL.
I get the NFL.
And then growing up at Creighton Durham Hall in St. Paul, Minnesota, it's the greatest high school in the country. I can just name you all the athletes that went through there if you want.
There was a girl who...
First ballot Hall of Famer, Joe Mauer. Heard of him?
Yeah, I heard a couple things about him.
Yeah, he's a pretty good golfer, too. I mean, he doesn't hit it as far as I do. You know, when we were golfing together that one time.
I get that.
Oh, did I drop
is
that?
Is golf lefty?
Well, great question. Great question. I don't think so. Now I'm questioning everything in my whole life.
A lot of lefty golfers out there. Even left-handed guys golf righty.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Are the games back at the Coliseum then?
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, the semis, and then the championships are all Saturday.
And you're putting your lips on a couple of those games?
Yeah, most of them.
Attaboy.
Nice.
Smoochie boochies.
But hey. I missed the Nuggets on Saturday, so.
Good for you, bud.
Good for you, bud.
That's too bad.
Well, that's too bad.
That's that door.
Nuggets, well, I was into that Nuggets game.
I was so
I saw it coming a mile away. You could have had it on those live bets. It was just a matter of time. The line is propped up because of LeBron and the Lakers and, like, what should have, could have. They're five games over 500 or whatever. But in the Western Conference, that ain't good enough. It's not close to good enough. And they're going to be in that play-in. They will be – LeBron and his crew, those dudes, will be playing in to the playoffs. Probably find a way to win because, that's when that kind of stuff matters. And a small sample size, over 82 games, they just don't got what it takes. Mm. I think Anthony Davis is one of the most overrated guys in the history of the game. Most overrated dude in the league right now is Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis is – shoot.
So
I'd like to go to bat for him every now and again, but he doesn't give me much.
Nuggets got it going bossa nova right now. But do you know what I'm really looking forward to?
Own these guys.
Red freaking hot 11 straight wins Celtics over that span, beat two teams by 50 points. One was the Golden State Warriors last night in just like the one in the most embarrassing of fashion.
Well, what's funny is
Stephen A thinks Tatum is the MVP, all this kind of stuff, but we will find out. When the Celtics come to Denver, coming up Thursday night.
So no dad ball then Thursday?
Yeah, probably. Maybe still I'd like to.
Really? It's an 8 p.m. tip. That means, you know what that means.
8 p.m. on Thursday?
Yeah.
Damn. Do you know Phoenix on Tuesday.
If we go run for 2 hours, we can still catch the tail end of that game probably.
That means an 8:31 tip, right? You know how that rolls.
Yeah,
right?
You get there at 8 and they game on a screen and projected on the screen, a dad ball on like the wall.
I have that capability.
Well, I mean, it's cool to have it.
Yeah.
But to really, it's like Eric Goodman says, if they don't have it, demand it.
Nice. Wait, wasn't that your line?
No, that was Benny's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one line. It was that one.
Damn.
I'll
never forget you, Benny. Batch.
We're not going to go to the hotline yet, but we are going to go to break. Thanks for being with us. 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. You can stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com. Radio on demand tab. While you're there, we'll get you podcasted versions of our previous works.
Matchup predictor has it 70% for the Celtics.
Shoot.
I'm sorry. What was that last part?
70%
for the Celtics?
I don't think so.
I don't know about that.
A lot of people think when push comes to shove, the Celtics get a little one-dimensional and won't be able to hang with the just most fluid, most beautiful, team ball. It's like a Van Gogh. It is.
It's like a work of art. And we've said it before, but I mean, and then you get a day where Michael Porter Jr. misses zero shots. Goes 10 for 10.
Breakfast table.
Michael Jr. Porter.
Hit it up. Yes. Hey. My old lens. Treading around attention.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I didn't know you knew it.
But if you have a daughter.
I know every word to Yellow Ledbetter.
Then you're obligated to know.
Just kidding. There's no words in that song.
We appreciate you guys being with us. Danny Williams. Great star of Denver radio.
Legend. Might be strong.
Jeff Gersh is in here, a local coach, local appraiser. You got to appraise!
Praise!
And one of the best in the business, man. He was doing games all week, and he was here bright and early
Dirty
to
13.
Do our shows. Two of the three shows. What do you get a little rest on that last one? Or he got you do a little elbow grease running around here.
What do you mean?
What are you doing for the last hour?
Oh, hanging, man.
No, rehearsal with us.
Oh, yeah, of
right.
course. Yes.
Great rehearsal.
What was I thinking? Great.
Super good rehearsal.
Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah.
I love that new drill we worked on, too. Yeah, the voice inflection thing we were doing. That's great.
Speaking of drills, anyone see Sydney Sweeney on SNL this week?
Damn.
Yes. Giggity.
I like I how saw
they,
them.
They did a Hooters bit because they must listen to our show.
I saw them. I get it. The best kind of bees.
Boobies.
Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, and our guy Alex back on
the other side.
It's Miley Sports.
That time when Terry called in,
oh yeah,
and like confirmed that you were right about
that.
John Mayer.
I love.
And he
that.
Was like Terry and Callie.
He's like, I've been listening to that cracker John Mayer.
He's like, damn,
like, you. He's on there.
He was like, you were right, Danny. You were right, Danny Williams.
And I was like, thank you.
And I was like, damn, Terry. So I thought I couldn't like you anymore.
I know. I love that guy. We got some full lines. We'll get guys. We want you to text the show. The text line is the hotline, so text us as well. And let's have a quick week here, I guess. Once you get a little bit of good weather and stuff like that, then you're kind of desperate for it, and then you're chasing that spring a little bit. I know we're, you know.
I think we're about to get dumped on this weekend. Even this morning was a little chilly. Friday's supposed to be kind of a bit of a show. Which I'm going to not be here on Friday. I'm going to be skiing. Hopefully.
Damn, we need a celebrity special guest. Speaking of.
Kyle Berry.
Speaking of.
How'd it go this weekend?
Smash freaking hit with Emmanuel Sanders,
bro. Of course, because we've repped it here on the radio.
Oh, my God, brother. Like, so this couldn't have went any better. So I hit homeboy up, Ryan, about 15 or 18 minutes before the signing. Go, we good? How we looking? Because when you're the guy to kind of help put the whole thing together, then it's all good to a certain point when it doesn't happen or if it gets scary or it's going to fall through.
There's
then you start worrying about it. You start getting kind of nervous. But I've done this like a dozen times already. And just like any other dude, home, I text. Here's my little trick. Here's what I did with Emmanuel, at least. At 10 till I text Emmanuel. Hey, man, are you bringing Princeton with you today? You know, JJ wants to know. And then he said, he hit me back. No, Princeton's sick at home. At that point, Ryan hit me right after that. Emmanuel's here. We're locked in. We're good to go. So line's out there. It's all
wait,
good.
What do you mean here? Like here at Mike's Stadium Sports?
Mike's
another
Stadium
one
Sports,
of our guys?
Yeah, yeah, Mike's with Ryan Bighorn. And so it's like going. The setup is sweet. You know, Mike's standing there like his security thing, doing line. He's taking pictures, manual, the whole thing. And I just come up from the side and I just kind of looked at Ryan. He gave me like the thumbs up. His wife is handling the PSA stuff, get a sticker to make it straight certified. If you feel your stuff's worth money right away. And then Emmanuel sees me and stands up and comes up to me. We hug it out, the whole thing. I love this guy. I mean, he made me look like $1 million, of course, but he's...
Were you wearing sweatpants or like, did you actually have
jeans? I'm so embarrassed to say I was wearing sweatpants.
Damn.
I didn't have time to go home.
You are a crack ass.
So
you were Walmarting it?
So Mike goes...
With your hug with Emmanuel?
Mike goes, I almost pulled you by your hood, the neck, like, because Emmanuel and I were kind of coming at each other. He didn't know that Emmanuel and I were bros like that. Mike didn't know. But it was a smash hit.
Mike didn't know.
I mean, like, he stopped. Emmanuel came up. I was like,
stop the show.
It was like, Emmanuel was like, Mike, stop the show. Sorry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. And then I was like, I got to go. I didn't get back to your thing. It's time is money.
Wow. How many autographs did you sign when you were there?
A couple people came up. I was like, I don't got really time for autographs per se today, but I will be back around Mike's in the future.
I snorted there on that one. That was good, Alex.
So, yeah, it was cool.
Danny, can you sign my sweatpants?
And then check this out. Saturday night, we went to Hilton. DTC.
Okay.
Olivia wanted to spend the night at a hotel. This was it was really nice.
Really?
Drinks were unlimited.
No such thing. What do you mean?
If you buy that premium, you get those unlimited drinks with the cheese and the crackers. The breakfast was better than our other
you
breakfast.
You got a charcuterie board?
I don't. No coochie because the kids were there. I didn't get no coochery.
No charcuterie.
Yeah, no coochery.
But meats and cheeses.
Per se.
Tough scene.
I know. Hated it.
No cap?
But no. No cap. No.
No ass.
So, yeah, it was cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
So, we did the swam in the night. JJ
took a page out of the Gersh's book there.
It was 2 minutes to get to, literally, from where we were to get to Slammers. JJ had baseball in the morning, dropped him, boom, boom, went, let Sly out, had a little poop in the kitchen floor, wood floor.
Yours or Sly's?
So it was Sly's.
Okay, good. That's probably better.
I assume it was Sly's. And then it worked out pretty good. It was
well,
nice.
That's a bummer.
It was a nice little weekend. Livy's birthday is actually today.
So did you go to the fish fry?
No, but...
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. We should have went to that fish
fry. Fish fries are always the fun thing.
You always go?
Oh, yeah. We'll go to the school one, and we'll go to the Knights of
those
Columbus.
Fish fries?
Hell yeah. Yes. Of course you're going to the fish fry. It's where the people go.
Yeah, but that's like a city one, so it's like...
Well, we're in the city,
your
yeah.
school's a city school, so you're it's stuff made with kid. Like a little seasoning and all that. I told you, like, the chili in those burritos that the Knights of Columbus made, they said, nah, why would we pay Santiago's all this money when we can make them? Mm. I swear the chili they used was ketchup.
White bean and white chicken and white rice.
I'm just kidding. They make great food. Let's go out to the hotline. Get our guy. I love this guy.
Man.
He's a mayhem icon. I have no clue who it is. It's the one. Don't hurry. The only... It's our guy, Najee. Hey, Najee.
What's up, characters?
What it do, baby? You're...
What up, Zeke?
Did you like my block and then threw it back in? Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
That was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
That was freaking awesome.
That was badass. What's up with you? What's going on? You feeling good about the Nuggets or what?
Dude, they're terrible. Dude, they're freaking awesome, dude. And no one talks about them, and that's the way we want to keep it for a while.
Yeah, me too.
They're not going to never talk about us like they did in Denver, so I'm over that. But it's still good to hear some stuff about our Nuggets. It was just funny when we were playing Golden State, all they did was talk. I mean, when they're playing the Lakers and Kobe scored his 9 points, all they did was talk about the Lakers and how good they're going to be in their ninth place. You're like, oh my gosh, this is pretty cool.
That is badass.
How you could just talk trash and it not make sense or money, but it still makes sense and money for the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, even good old Stephen A. Smith right after that game took a time to remember that the Lakers lose huge games to the Nuggets, but he didn't give the Nuggets any compliments. He just crapped on the Lakers the whole time and was like, you ain't this and you ain't that. And like somewhere in there, you think you'd sprinkle a compliment in towards the MVP or the best, you know, two-man game since Stockton and Malone. I mean, maybe since Nash and Amari. I don't know. Maybe that's up there. But, like, it's crazy that they don't get no love.
What about Gordon and
dude, those dunker spot alley-oops that Jokic is throwing are so sick. That is a third.
Most unguardable play in the game.
Dude, that is a sixth sense that, yeah, and it's unguardable. Even back in the Chris Paul, like, DeAndre Jordan days, it was kind of sweet. But it wasn't from the baseline. This little baseline cutter that they're doing from the dunker spot, which is a common term when you're doing that dribble drive, it's basically the weak side, you know, low post, kind of in that short corner. But, man.
We got to go anyways.
What? Already?
Whatever, Danny. You're just sad because you didn't get no good takes, dude. That's all it is.
He bet on the Lakers. That's what he's sad about because he bet on the Lakers, I bet, because he don't even like the Nuggets.
Yeah, he don't like Denver at all. Dude.
He hates Denver.
Yes, he chooses everybody because he has to do sports radio.
But yeah, really so? Denver. Yeah, so?
All right, thank you, guys.
All right. Well,
everybody else sucks.
I love you. I love you, bye.
He's very proper there. All right, thank you, guys.
Hughes, guys.
Hey, did you guys find Alex Ramirez's charger for his laptop?
Seriously?
Nowhere to be found.
Ugh.
He's missing
and then, And then Stephen A. Smith said he will not come to Denver if the finals are here again in Denver.
What was that for? Was that for crime and stuff? Was he saying it's like a bum-ridden town or what?
No,
was he?
It's not good enough for him.
What do you mean it's not good?
It's not New York. It's not L.A. It's not Miami. It's not a destination.
So there was no political side of that because he's been kind of dabbling a little bit in the, you know, he'll talk to Hannity and stuff. He'll go on them shows. He'll dabble. Mm-hmm. But he's leaning left. But still, I thought maybe he was making a political stand there. He's just saying it's just
so at all.
He's just saying it's a cow town and
zero.
I'm not coming.
No political. Man.
What a clown. Fine. Who cares? Well, then guess what?
Don't come, bro.
Guess what's going to happen?
He'll be there.
You're going to miss the finals because they're coming through. Yeah. The 303, if it's, you know, call me crazy, but I think the 303 is hosting a couple finals games this year.
It'll be here with or without you, Stephen A.
He's coming, and he's going to like it. Okay? It's like sex with Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
You may not want it, but it's happening. Sorry, Stephen A.
Yeah. In this regard, we're Ben Roethlisberger, and you're...
No. We're not ever him.
Oh, shoot.
303, the joke was enough. I'm probably borderline anyways. 303-831-1340, the hotline, as well as the text line.
Are those the jokes you make that makes Mosier angry?
My five-hole stuff?
Or like the six-hole.
What?
Five-hole? What was your five-hole stuff again?
can't do it.
Can't do it.
Hashtag me too. Can't live... Those tweets don't exist anymore.
Can't go there.
Hey, did you hear Donald Trump's going to be on the ballot here in Colorado? 9-0.
No surprise there.
He cried like a dog. Abu is dead. Cried like a dog. I wouldn't have cried. He cried.
You know what Stephen A. said about Trump in a Denver voice, right? Boring. Boring city. No, man, I can't talk about that kind of stuff anymore.
Oh,
303-831-1340, the hotline, as well as the text line. Danny, Jeff, and Alex, Smile Eye Sports.
Can't have Nikola Jokic dropping 35 and Anthony Davis answering with 17. You just can't do it. If you are the Los Angeles Lakers and you've got championship aspirations, the big boy, who is an all-star and a superstar talent in this game, has to show up and give me a little bit extra when that other superstar, who's a reigning defending NBA champion, okay, when that brother shows up. I didn't see that tonight. And I don't like it.
That's one thing. I agree, obviously, but he's pushing Tatum as an MVP so hard. He's the only one doing it. Everyone has Tatum in their top four or five. The runner-up is Shea.
Luka's working his way up there, too, with his 34.5
Luka's
PPGs.
Yeah, but same thing. Luka's flowing around top five because his team is not a winner right now. So I'd say Tatum, you could talk yourself into him being the third kind of candidate. I'm with them about that. But again, like the Shea, his story is so much better. He's come out of nowhere and, due to his traded with a bunch of just guys, that team was expected to be down for quite some time. He was almost sent there to suffer. And wouldn't you know, he was the catalyst to, you know, along with a bunch of young talented picks to make OKC very dangerous. You know, in 2 or 3 years, they're going to be a problem for the Nuggets if they play their cards right, you know?
Anthony Davis is still getting 25 points per game. It's just the bummer is he's getting good numbers against bad teams, maybe.
25 a game? Playing with LeBron, he has...
LeBron's also getting 25 a game.
16 to 20 points a game by easy little two or three guys focusing LeBron, little putbacks. Then he shoots these long, you know, elbow jumpers, occasionally shoots a three. It's like, his game sucks. Anthony Davis is overrated big time. I hear a lot of people, I hate when people say, oh, he's one of the best defensive players in the league. To me, to be one of the best defensive players in the league, you got to be night in and night out. Not, he blocks a lot of shots, or when he does play his 57 games, you know, he's a good defender. I just think Anthony Davis sucks.
Well, and he's getting 10 of his 25 points per game from the free throw line, interestingly enough. So, like, you're getting a free 10 every game just from one-pointers, and you still can't get 20 more points being a big, strong dude that he likes to shoot threes, too. I mean, he likes to expand his game, stretch it out, but I think Stephen A. might be onto something there, even though, again, Stephen A. took a whole segment to explain to you why the Lakers suck and barely put any sprinkle of dash of respect on the Nuggets. Which is fine. I like it that way. Keep in mind, KCP didn't even play the game. He's our best defender. He's our best defender. Well, is he our best defender?
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon's freaky.
Aaron Gordon
and
is.
Nikola Jokic, by the way.
Listen.
The last 2 years of Nikola playing defense, he stopped fouling. And he stopped being like, I didn't foul, and making the excuses and all that. And he just plays straight up.
Aaron Gordon, I think, is a top 12 or 15 or 10 defender in the league. And I think KCP is in the top 10 somewhere as well.
And I think Jokic is in the top 15.
Aaron Gordon is more valuable to me, though.
Well,
yeah, because the versatility.
Well, and you know, he can cover bigs and maybe some smaller guys. Yeah. KCP can cover every small guy, any small guy, any guard, and then a few mid-sized guys. So Aaron Gordon, you know, with all the, his game is just beautiful. You know, he can't shoot the ball like KCP, but Aaron Gordon, if he gets the ball around the rim, it's freaking over with. And no one runs the floor in the whole league better than Aaron Gordon, you know, alongside, you know, this greatest transition game going, you know.
Aaron Gordon is a, I mean, he's a big three. He's a monster.
I love Aaron Gordon.
He's the cheat code.
He is
a
monster. Oh my god,
I love Aaron
Gordon.
He's the most. You know, I think he's one of the most. He might be the most underrated player in the entire NBA. And while we're talking about, we said this that Mad Dog. Do your Mad Dog. So Mad Dog said, you know, those dynastic teams, the teams that are all time kind of great, that turn into like three-time championship kind of teams, you know, Lakers, Celtics, Golden State Warriors have a third Hall of Famer, third all-time great player. Well, why we're all right away, our minds go to Michael Porter Jr. not being that guy. Well, not.
You will never get this.
Aaron Gordon actually is a lot closer to that than is Michael Junior Porter, therefore, such as, I personally believe
that
Aaron Gordon, I would hope when it's all said and done, gets to go to an all-star game and wins a couple championships, and we look at this guy as like, hey, shoot, he's maybe not a Hall of Famer, but he's a Hall of really damn freaking good, and let's get him up in the jersey up there in those rafters, and let's ring of fame him and all that kind of stuff, because he deserves it. No one works harder than that guy.
I think when it comes to all-star games and all that fun stuff, that's great. I think what Aaron Gordon wants to do again is just rip his shirt off and walk down Main Street with the crew after winning another ship. Like, I think that right there was, like, such a defining moment for him just to be able to get to be a champion, but also the way he chose to be a champion is badass. He just went to the streets. He went to the people. He's just like Bob Marley out there. He's like, I'm with the people.
Do we have somebody on the hotline waiting? That's my bad. Who is it? Let's go out to the hotline and get him. He's an absolute mayhem icon. It's Ray Ray. Hey, Ray Ray.
What's up, Danny? Jeff, Mile High Sports, and shout out to all the cars that make the show and all the beautiful elite women worldwide. And your guys is blessing beautiful wives. You guys are blessed. And hey, happy birthday to Olivia, Danny's daughter. It'd been nice if she would have got to me. Blinky the Fun Club. I remember Blinky back in the day live on TV for my birthday. It was great back in Colorado in those days. And hey, those Nuggets, they're going to win the championship. They're putting everybody over their knees and spanking them. So the Nuggets going to bring the trophy and beat Boston Celtics in the championship. And then in 2025, they're going to win another one. You hear it from Ray Ray. And hey, what do you guys got to say?
Go, Jeff.
Dude, you're onto it. I love it. Yep, the energy is there. You got the same energy that the Nuggets have in the second half of games. The first half, it's a feeling out process. And then they come in, they put some X's, they put some O's on the board. They turn those boxes into diamonds and those diamonds into triangles. And they change it up and they beat these fools in the second half. And it's fun to watch.
Well, yeah, it's exciting. And hey, I don't care what those announcers say. They just want extra money. It's all about money and politics. You don't need to listen to them. When we come wrestle Denver, it's exciting in Denver. There's live events. When we come to Colorado, it's all exciting. The skiing, snowboarding, ice fishing, that's what I'm doing in California right now. And then Colorado's getting more snow. So it's all a blessing, and you guys got to enjoy it while you're alive. And hey, check out our NWO and LWO. We're bands back together. We're rocking. And shout out to my buddy Steve for last match at AWE yesterday on pay-per-view. God bless you. Here we go, Mike. Come out.
Woo! Sting, he said, his last match.
Not an all-time great thing. You thought he said Steve.
The interesting thing about Sting is
he's
that
the Aaron Gordon of wrestling, right? He's kind of underrated.
That he is so underrated. Sting Sting has come back!
Finally!
Home!
Has come
now,
back.
Sting, only at the very, very, like, Ric Flair had this most incredible career underground, like, you know, Midwest, Southern, you know, like the greatest of all time before he made his way to big circuits in Madison Square Garden, be the greatest world champion that there ever was, okay? That's that's different. That's pre-Sting. Sting came up, was the biggest act in the game at WCW, okay, and never went over to WWF. And that was when WCW really was kind of poor man's hanging, competing, and before then, the Hulkster and NWO and the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and all my little, and all my little Hulk, the Hulkster and the Maniacs coming, when worlds collide. When they all finally came to WCW and they had like The Rock and Stone Cold, Sting was steel. He was Sting. Like he went like later in his career at a certain point, finally to WWF to kind of validate the whole thing. But Sting is the greatest wrestler in WCW history. Absolutely. He is an all timer.
I love to.
He is it. Sting was it, brother.
Sting used to say, "Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. My poor heart aches." Oh, no, that's the other Sting. With every step you take.
Every step. Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. Let's go to break, and we'll come back, and we'll give our guy, Rob B, who's sitting on the hotline, the full final segment of the show, and we could talk some Chris Mortensen with him, who I think...
Wow.
Is the most trusted guy in the history of the NFL in terms of reporting. The most trusted guy. If Mort said it back in the day, there was no angle, there was no vitriol. If he said it, the info was good, and he had the best relationships with everybody. That is truly the Adam Schefter was, you know, an old school reporter, just like Mort, but he's truly a spawn of Mort. And more, there's none, you know, even Schefter had a couple little things, guys, like, you know, he's got a couple of trouble thingies, and he's just, Mortensen is like way up above it all.
A
godlike figure in that industry, the most trusted guy in the history of his platform.
If you're the guy that Peyton Manning goes to with his biggest secrets, then you're the guy I think I can trust as well.
Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, our guy Alex Becker, you know the other Sting one I like when he goes,
Desert Rose, that was like new Sting. That was after he was tantric for like years.
More Sting coming back on the other side. It's Mally Sports. Yes. Nice work, Alex. 303-831-1340 is the hotline, as well as the text line. Join the conversation. Thanks for being with us on an Aftermath Monday edition of the program.
I dream of Rob.
Rob B? Let's talk to him on the hotline right now. Hey, Rob B, how are you, buddy?
Gentlemen, hi. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
We appreciate you, and we love you. Thank you for coming back to Colorado. I know you were in like Arizona for a month there, it seemed like.
Yep. Doing a little down at the Belinsky Insurance
annual Phoenix meetings.
Well, actually, Tucson division. So checking in on the crew down there, and all is well. So Can't complain. Did you see CBS Morning News? They had a thing on Russell Wilson. He is such a weird dude. Like, it was just a thing with his daughter, which is nice, but I don't know why you put stuff on social media with your daughter. I don't get it.
Well, we do that too. Jeff just had the father-daughter dance, and you're right. I should be the one to be like, I don't put anything on social media, like, ever. Like, it's just got to be, like, the craziest situation or something like that for me to do that. We're just like that. We're pre-Facebook, you know? My kind of wife and I a little bit, but it was just a father-daughter dance thing. We put on the father-daughter at All Souls. It's a big deal. We take it personal, you know, and Jeff just went to the father-daughter, had a great night. Was drinking gins.
Yeah. I don't get why that's like a CBS Sunday morning news story. Was there more to it, or why? I missed it.
I mean, it was kind of like you ever, it was a nice, sweet little story. I think they were just filling time and whatever. So, But, I mean, I'm like, man, if I was like, I mean, Peyton didn't do that stuff, you know, I would just keep that stuff private. But that's me. I guess I'm just an old man and whatever.
You definitely are an old man. But you know what? You beat Danny in golf a lot.
Listen, there's a brand kind of thing that goes along with Russ.
Yeah.
You got to live up to the whole thing. And I don't know if I would hate. Listen, if Russ just had a regular all-American wife that he went to college with and all that kind of stuff, like the first one, and she didn't have sex with Golden Tate or whatever, and it worked out, and she's just a regular woman. I didn't mean to give all that information. And it just worked out. Then we wouldn't have all this extra stuff with Russ. So I'm not blaming Sierra, but Sierra is one of, like, the 25 or 35 biggest female acts in the world right now. And with that comes upkeep, branding, tweets, like literally all day, every day, the whole thing to keep it up. And Russ, is, you know, it is. It doesn't, you know, it's like, yeah, Russ at the core of him. Do you know what I think? With every bit of some of this stuff, there's a little bit of something inside of Russ saying, you know, maybe I shouldn't, or other guys wouldn't, or maybe this, you know, but
it's like Russ says, every move you make, every vow you break, every smile you fake, every claim you stake, I'll be watching.
So like that, it's just, you got to go, you know, when you see the paychecks though coming in and, you know, you're making a lot of money. Russ is still making a lot of money. He's got other businesses and stuff outside of football. I kind of feel sad for Russ a little bit. I don't know.
And well, Welcher update, they took down a bunch of the bushes on 17 where the creek is. Yeah. The dead man's on there.
Yeah.
Still, they said no foul play. I guess it was a homeless guy who was found dead in the water there about a month ago.
Yeah, I believe that.
Dead man's pond. Dead man's pond. Dude.
No bad news on that.
Ski-Doo song.
I was cruising down Hamden Real Late one night when an SK pulled up on my right. He rolled down the window. What'd you say?
You going back to Common Ground, Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm back. Men's Club just got signed up. I was actually there yesterday, and I had one of the worst driving range sessions of my life. But you know what? I was there with my 9-year-old boy. Happy birthday, Olivia. And being 9 is cool. I was there with my 9-year-old boy, and I had a great time sucking at golf. It was fun.
Very cool. Very cool. It's a myth. I heard Olivia looks a little like Gerald. I don't know. Is that just a rumor?
I sure hope not.
Are you going through a tunnel? I heard you say Gerald.
Oh, man. Hey, listen.
I think he's...
Hey, Rob, literally anybody other than Gerald, please. Babe, tell me it isn't so.
Shoot, now that I do look at her, she does kind of look like... It's G! Not A, not B, or G.
We got to go, Rob. It's good to talk to you, brother. Brother man.
Later.
That's Rob Belinsky with Belinsky Insurance.
Can you tell me a little bit more about Belinsky Insurance? It's Belinsky with an E, right?
It's with an E for sure, yeah. It's BelinskyInsurance.com. That's where we usually go to check it out. I think you should, too. Get yourself insurance quotes. I was with my guy, Wayne. Hey, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
And he was like, do you know anyone who can help me with my auto insurance? And I was like, yeah, I know Rob Belinsky, 720-254-3418. There, I said it.
Alex, point of the show, we go to you for any... good tweets, texts, messages, anything like that from the people of the earth, and then you come in at us with some Eric tidbits.
Absolutely here. So Golden Mark texts us. He says, what up, my brethren? Yesterday, Paul Azinger tweeted, the best players aren't all playing PGA Tour tournaments anymore. Those days are over. The PGA Tour has fast become the qualifier now for the LIV. It is a sad day for golf in America.
Oh, this thing is man, listen, I'll tell you,
sounds like a guy who just got fired.
I've been really good at stuff before I have a chance. I told you when the banks were crashing.
Did you watch Live this weekend?
I did a lot of it. When the banks were
did
crashing,
you really?
Yeah, remember when the banks were crashing?
Impossible to watch.
And like we were like, the banks are going under. And I was like, no, the banks aren't going under. I bought Citibank at $3 a share. Look that up, okay? I didn't really hit the payoff like I would have liked. Sold to her. Anyways.
Well, you're a stock and bond trader now all of a sudden?
What I'm telling you is, like,
LIV Golf is unwatchable.
I was in so early on LIV Golf.
Bro.
Was I the first guy in on LIV Golf early, Alex, you think?
Could be. Could have
been. Do you think I was one of the very first guys? Like, Bitcoin early.
Yeah.
I was like a buy. I was like, yeah.
I believe
Bitcoin, it's like digital money. It's digital currency. It's going to be the big way. People are like, I don't get it.
Who won the LIV this weekend?
Oh, that was Rom's team. The
who won the live?
Bashers.
You're an idiot.
That's what they're. What do you mean?
The Bashers.
There's teams. It's the team's name.
There's
McGuire and Canseco.
Yeah, there's teams.
There's teams.
There's teams. They got teams.
I know there's teams. Who won?
You know who? Hey,
you can't name one guy who won.
A good day. Yo, Anthony Kim, a good day. That's funny. What place did he take?
Dead last.
Dead last. Yeah. All right, thank you. Next question.
By 16 strokes. Their new hot prospect, their new hot minor league prospect, finished 16 behind second last. Jeez, what a joke.
All right, two other things real quick. Caitlin Clay.
Don't worry, you'll get to see all the best players again in 1 month. At
They were there. They were on the CW, and I watched.
Play that music. We got to go.
It was the worst.
What were you going to say, Alex, on our way out?
I just said Caitlin Clark breaks the all-time D1 scoring record yesterday, passing Pistol Pete. And Xavier Worthy, the wide receiver from Texas, breaking the 40-yard dash time, ran a 4.21, fastest ever.
Pete Maravich didn't have threes, did he? That's the big differentiating factor.
Totally. If he did, she wouldn't have caught.
So that's the big differentiating factor. But let's not take anything away from Caitlin Clark, who did make a bunch of threes. Let's just remember that Pistol Pete never had a chance to shoot one.
Good night, Sheila.
I'll never forget that 4.21.
Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila.
See you, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I love you.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila.
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back.